Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. My spotlight this week is on one of the first true innovators in vocal jazz, Connie Boswell. Boswell and her sisters, Martha and Vette, were musical sensations in the early 1930s, blending pop and jazz with creative arrangements, relentless swing, and pitch-perfect sibling harmony. But when the Boswell sisters disbanded, Connie struck out on her own, creating a career for herself as a full-throated singer that could tackle blues, jazz, and pop with ease and folksy charm. I'll chronicle Connie's career on this episode. It's The Magic of Connie Boswell, coming up next on Afterglow.
But I can't go wrong, 'cause when I got 'em, I just roll along. Now listen, everybody, while I sing this song, I'm singing about that dance that makes you shake your shoes, that dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance. What a lot of love. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance.
Oh, I've got the heebie-jeebie bloody talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues, swing for them on. Come on down, just a little bit, join that bass, don't you know it? Come on, show it, honey, don't feel blue. Then come on down and do that dance. Oh, all the heebie-jeebie dance. All the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, skeet.
Got the heebie-jeebies, honey, talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues I want to lose. Come on down, just a little bit of joy. Babe, you can do it, 'cause you always do it with a great big smile. So come on, hon, let's have fun. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues for me. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues, oh. I got the heebies, I got the jeebies. But when my baby starts to grin, the rain moves out and the sun moves in. I got the heebies, I got the jeebies. So come on, hon, and let's have fun. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues for me. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues. I get them, everything goes wrong. Whenever you come passing by, I can hear the gremlins say goodbye. seen it, I know it's there. You got a magic that I wanna share. Never, never have I ever seen you with a frown. Baby, hurry on down. I got the heebie jeebies, got the heebie jeebies, honey, talking about. Got the heebie jeebie blues, sweet cause and fun. Come on down, just a little bit joy. Babe, you can do it, cause you always do it when you start to smile. So come on, hun, let's have fun. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues for me. Lose the heebie-jeebie blues.
The Boswell sisters in 1931, and then Connie Boswell in 1953 with the Heebie-Jeebie Blues. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm saluting singer Connie Boswell, the lead vocalist and driving force behind the influential 1930s vocal trio, the Boswell sisters. Connie Boswell was born in 1907, and she and her older sister Martha and younger sister Helvetia, or Vet, were raised in a musical family in the crucible of American music, New Orleans, in the early 20th century. These three white sisters absorbed all of the melting pot of musical influences around them, from European classical music to black gospel music to the budding Dixieland jazz music in New Orleans. As a child, Connie was stricken with polio, which confined her permanently to a wheelchair, but did not diminish her drive. The three Boswell sisters were intensely musical, playing cello, piano, and violin, and soon singing and writing their own arrangements. They got their professional start in 1925, performing in vaudeville houses, and later recording a few sides for Victor when a mobile recording unit came to town. That's what you're hearing right now, the earliest known recording of the sisters, performing Martha's original song, Nights When I Am Lonely. In 1928, the sisters hit the traveling vaudeville circuit. By the end of the decade, they had settled down in Los Angeles after the traveling show brought them there. In the intervening years, their style had matured into something more rhythmic and swinging. In October 1930, they made their first mature professional recordings for OK Records. Their voices were still a bit high and thin, but all of the elements of a Boswell sisters song were there, including creative arrangements, driving rhythm, perfect harmony, and a solo by Connie. Here's Connie Boswell and the Boswell sisters with the tune, Gee, But I'd Like to Make You Happy, on Afterglow.
And you
live for me. We'll shed joy and pain together. Laugh after any weather if you'll agree. Gee, what I'd like to make you happy. Oh,
I've got a dog and I've got a cat. And I've got a cozy little sweet little rosy little place for your hat. Gee, but I'd like to make you happy, happy, happy. I've got a ring, just look at it shine. And I know a thing to wear this ring. Not a linger, won't you say you'll be mine. Gee, but I'd like to make you happy. Wow.
You know what I'd like to do, what you like to do. Our love will be so strong. Anything that you say, you'll get your way. That's why we'll always get along.
I'll live for you, you'll live for me. We'll share joy and pain together. Laugh at the rainy weather if you'll agree. Gee, but I'd like to make you know, you know
I won't.
The Boswell Sisters in 1930 with Gee, But I'd Like to Make You Happy, a recording for OK Records. In 1931 in Los Angeles, the Boswell Sisters had met Bing Crosby, probably the biggest influence on their career. Crosby had just become a radio star on CBS, and with his support, the Boswells found themselves performing on the radio, in films, and recording for Brunswick Records with producer Jack Capp. Most of the classic Boswell Sisters recordings come from this short period between 1931 and 1934 on Brunswick Records. The Boswell Sisters' sound was completely innovative for the time. They would first completely transform the song's melody, basically composing an entirely new melody. Then they would alter the tempo, slowing down and speeding up, while keeping a perfect sense of swing and staying perfectly in sync. There was also the Boswells' blend, that sibling blood harmony that can't be taught. At the center was always Connie's voice, typically highlighted in a solo. You can even hear her doing a little scat singing in this next recording. Here is the Boswell Sisters in 1931 performing Shout, Sister, Shout on Afterglow.
Lift your voice and sing with me. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Oh, if the devil grabs your hand, here's one thing that he can't stand. Ba-da-dum-dum-dum, ba-dum-dum-dum. Walking down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, up jumps the devil before you. Just keep plodding along. Hello, Satan, how you feel? Get the devil off your heels. Ba-da-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Wow.
thum-a-num-thum.
Just tell old Satan how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout.
Oh, Lord,
shout.
Connie Boswell and the Boswell Sisters in 1933, completely transforming the Harry Warren and Al Dubin song Shuffle Off to Buffalo. Before that, we heard them in 1931 with Shout, Sister, Shout. Although the Boswell Sisters recorded film and theater songs like Shuffle Off to Buffalo on occasion, their bread and butter were what we might call Southern songs, or Swanee songs, as they're often called, a reference to the Stephen Foster minstrel tune Old Folks at Home, a.k.a. Swanee River. Since they were from New Orleans, the Boswells found success singing about the moon and stars of the Sleepy South or the muddy waters of the Delta on songs like Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On, Down Among the Sheltering Pines, Louisiana Hayride, It's Sunny Down in Caroline, and Down on the Delta. Here's one of those Southern songs now. This is the Boswell Sisters with Got the South in My Soul on Afterglow.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
night starts falling and the moon starts to roll. What is this thing that keeps calling? It's the south in my soul. How I long for that delta. It's my home, it's my goal. What is the safe in its shelter? Got the south in my soul. Too long I lingered in the darkness. No matter what I've won, I wanna say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy. I got the south in my soul. The night starts falling, the moon starts to shine. What is this thing calling? The south's on my mind. I hear it all through the night. I just can't help it, got the south in my soul. The days are lonely, the nights are so long. What is this thing calling? Saying I'm wrong. I hear it all through the night. I just can't help it, got the south in my soul. Too long I've been in darkness. No matter what I've won, I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend my days in the sun. Let me lie on the levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be so heavy with the south in my soul. Oh Lord, the south.
You ain't been blue indigo. But feeling gold,
oh, stealing down through your shoes while I sit and sigh. Oh, long blue.
The Boswell Sisters in 1933, featuring a blues solo from Connie Boswell, with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. Some of their frequent collaborators were also heard on that recording, including trumpeter Bunny Berrigan and trombonist Tommy Dorsey. By around 1934, a rift starts to form in the Boswell Sisters. Connie's drive to be a solo artist put a wedge between herself and her sisters Martha and Vette, and by 1936, the sisters had split for good. I'll play now one of the Boswell sisters' final recordings. This comes from 1936. It's the Irving Berlin song, Let Yourself Go. Connie's desires to become a solo artist are clear on this record. On the second time through the chorus, the tempo slows and the rhythm changes as Connie bursts through the door with a knockout solo line, shouting the melody like a blues diva. Coming from a petite woman confined to a wheelchair, Connie's voice could really wallop. Indiana journalist Ernie Pyle once said of Connie Boswell, quote, "So much noise out of such a little package." Here's Connie Boswell and the Boswell Sisters in 1936 with Irving Berlin's Let Yourself Go on Afterglow.
Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber. Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go.
Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot, so
come, huddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your baker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
Come, get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Why don't you let yourself go? Oh, 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 come hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Now can't you hear that hot marimba? Why don't you let yourself go? Let yourself go, relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in the knot. The night is cold, the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your baker, clerk, and grocer. Why don't you let yourself go?
Why don't you listen to me and get together? Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Why don't you listen to me and hit the timber? Loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, my love, come cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your baker, clerk, and grocer. Let yourself go.
One of the final recordings of the Boswell Sisters from 1936. That was Irving Berlin's song, Let Yourself Go. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear more from Connie Boswell as a solo singer. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the magic of Connie Boswell this hour, the lead singer of the Boswell Sisters. The Boswell Sisters had an influence on every vocal jazz group that came after them, from the Andrew Sisters to the Manhattan Transfer. And Connie Boswell was one of the top vocalists from the 1930s, and probably the only person who could claim to be an influence on the great Ella Fitzgerald. By 1936, the Boswell Sisters had disbanded after only 5 short years of mainstream success. Martha and Vet Boswell had married and settled down, but Connie, following the path of her friend Bing Crosby, wanted to go solo. However, this was only partially true, because in 1936, Connie Boswell already was a solo star. Starting in 1931, Connie had already begun cutting solo records for the Brunswick label alongside her work with her sisters. In fact, in 1934, a teenage Ella Fitzgerald won the Apollo Theater Amateur Contest by singing a Connie Boswell song. Fitzgerald later said in interviews that Boswell was the only singer who influenced her. She said, quote, "I tried to sing like her all the time. Connie was doing things that no one else was doing at the time," end quote. Here's an early solo recording of Connie Boswell with the Dorsey Brothers. This is her in 1932 with Me Minus You on Afterglow.
The days are long when you're away, my heart and mind agree. It's time to start in making plans for you and me, baby. No need for fancy sentiments, it's plain as ABC. I hardly need to explain that, it's quite plain that me minus you means just nothing at all. But me plus you equals love. Night minus moon means no romance at all. But night plus moon equals love. Won't you hug a little, snug a little closer? How about that? Will your answer be yes or no? Can't you figure out that me minus you means just nothing at all? But me plus you equals love. Thank you. nothing but love. Night, mine, there's moon, there's no romance at all. But night plus moon equals love. Won't you hug a little, snug a little closer? How about that? Will your answer be yes or no? Can't you figure out that? Oh, me, mine as you, mean nothing at all. But me plus you equals love.
An early solo recording of Connie Boswell, minus the Boswell sisters. That was the song Me Minus You, recorded in 1932 with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, and Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet. Many, if not most, of the recordings Connie Boswell made as a solo artist were ballads, and a certain type of sentimental ballad popular pre-World War II that, at least to my ears, doesn't really resonate today. But a few of these ballads were simply divine, especially some of her work with arranger Victor Young and his orchestra. Here's an example of that from 1939, Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me. Boswell's voice in this next song is clear and direct, but the arrangement here is what makes it, especially the walking bass line and the wordless minor key Delta Love Call. It's possibly my favorite harmonization of this Gershwin standard. This is Connie Boswell with Victor Young and his orchestra performing They Can't Take That Away From Me on Afterglow.
together keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather just can't pull my poor self together. Keeps raining all the time, the time. Keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Connie Boswell, paving the way for Ella Fitzgerald and performing a couple of jazz standards. We just heard her in 1941 with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Stormy Weather, and before that in 1939 with George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me. Both of those recordings were with Victor Young and his orchestra. In her solo career, Connie Boswell also kept a close relationship with Bing Crosby, her mentor, peer, and the person who helped open doors for her and her sisters. Boswell would often appear with Crosby on his Kraft Music Hall radio program in the 1930s and 40s, and they often recorded together for the Decca label. There's a playfulness in the Bing and Connie recordings that simply cannot be beat. Here's Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell in 1940 with the Cy Oliver tune, Yes Indeed, on Afterglow.
Now, has you got it, Sister Constance? Tell me, has you got it?
Oh, yeah. I got it, Brother Bingstons. Now, you knows I got it.
Now, has you got that rhythm in you, hmm?
Yeah, I think I got that rhythm in me.
Then you got it. Sister Constance, I swear, I do believe that you got it. You will shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, you'll shout when it hits you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
When the Spirit moves you, you'll shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Oh, Pops, I'm here, and I dig you, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
While I'm here, Let me hip you, yes indeed.
Oh, hip me, do that to me.
When that jive starts jumping, I shout hallelujah. Oh, I'm in there, I'm in there, yes indeed.
Brother Chowderhead, he got it in him, yes, indeed.
Oh, boy, you can say that again.
He digs deep. In the middle, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed, deep.
How he blows his top when he rips. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dig it out on your horn there, yeah. Brother Chowderhead. Dig it for me. Comes out if it's in you, yes indeed.
Oh, yes indeed. When you jump, boy, it sends you, yes indeed.
When that feeling's on you, you shout hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed.
Connie Boswell and Bing Crosby in 1940 with Yes Indeed. That was Bing's younger brother, Bob Crosby, and his orchestra accompanying. Although Connie Boswell mostly recorded pop ballads in her solo career, when she was paired up with the right jazz orchestra, like Bob Crosby's, Cy Oliver's, or Woody Herman's, she could still swing. These jazz recordings are fewer, but among her most exciting recordings in her solo career. I'll play some now. First, here's Connie Boswell, again with Bob Crosby and his Bobcats in 1937, performing The Gypsy Love Song on Afterglow.
Slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart. Dream of the fields and the grass. Can you hear me in that dreamland where your fancies roam? Gypsy sweetheart, wild little woodland dog. Can you hear me when I'm calling of my heart's true love? The forests are calling to thee, and the shades and the glades are lonely. Summer is there with a blossom so fair, and you are absent only. No bird that nest in the greenwood tree but sighs to greet you and kiss you. Now all the violets yearn for your return, but most of all I miss you. Oh, slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart. Dream of the field and the grove. Can you hear me in that dreamland where your fancies roam? Oh, slumber on, my little gypsy sweetheart. Wild little woodland dog. they feel. This time I know it's real. I've got that feeling in my heart. When they begin, the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore and the orchestra's playing. And even the palm seem to be swaying, 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 swaying. When it begins, the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune touches my heart. And there we are, swearing love forever, and promising never, never, never to part. What moments divine, what raptures serene. Two clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance they had wasted, 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 I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them, no, don't let them begin to begin. Let that love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead. Oh yes, let them begin to begin, boy, and make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you, and we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning.
Connie Boswell and Cy Oliver's orchestra in 1951, performing Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Before that, we heard her with Bob Crosby and his Bobcats performing Gypsy Love Song. During World War II, Connie Boswell became a fixture on USO tours. Since she was confined to a wheelchair because of polio, she became an icon to soldiers disabled from battle. However, after the war, her career did not flourish like other swing-era stars, such as her protege, Ella Fitzgerald. Instead, she had a handful of recordings in the 1950s and retired by 1957. She passed away from cancer in 1976, almost exactly 1 year before the death of her friend, Bing Crosby. To end this hour, I'll play one of her final recordings, featuring her alongside clarinetist Artie Shaw. This is Connie Boswell with Where There's Smoke, There's Fire on Afterglow.
Your voice is soft, your cheek is warm. And where there's smoke, there's fire. Though you may hide love deep inside,
of a
smoke. Yes, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Connie Boswell with Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five in 1952, performing Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. And thanks for exploring the magic of Connie Boswell with me this week on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com, and from Stephen R. Miller CPA in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.